主耶稣I would like to testify.
奉主耶稣圣名，我在这边做见证。
Of course, for this session, I will include three in one.
在这一个见证会当中呢，我会包含了三项。
One maybe a short report.
第一个是小的报告。
Then maybe the testimony and also, of course, short encouragement from the Bible.
第二个就是一段见证，还有一些从圣经来鼓励的话。
Let's firstly turn to the Bible.
现在我们一起来看圣经。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28.
我们一起来看马太福音的第八章。
Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音的第八章。
Let us read verse 19.
一起来读第十九节。
Verse 19, Matthew chapter 28, verse 19.
马太福音二十八章。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
Here the Lord says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit."
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉主、奉父、子、圣灵的名给他们施洗。
So this is the command of the Lord. This is the will of the Lord.
这是神的命令，这是神的显示。
The Lord says we must make disciples of all nations.
神告诉我们，我们要使万民做我的门徒。
We have heard from the first session by Elder Ho, telling us that God's blessing is not only to the descendant of Abraham, the Jews.
所以我们从上一节侯长老的讲道当中呢，我们可以知道，神的福音并不是只有给予亚伯拉罕的子孙。
But to him, the nations will be blessed.
对于他而言，的福音会。
Yeah, the blessings will be given to the nations.
他的福音会传给万民。
So not only to the nation, but the nations.So from the beginning, God has His plan, His will, that His salvation is will be given to the nations.
所以神在这边显示说，他的救恩会给万民。
And of course, this commission has been now handed down to us.
所以现在这个使命呢，就传给到我们。
So the Lord says, "Make disciples of all nations."
所以这里神告诉我们说，要使万民作为我的门徒。
And in the Matthew chapter 24.
在马太福音的二十四章
，Matthew chapter 24，
马太福音的二十四章
，verse 14，
十四节
，Matthew chapter 24， verse 14，
马太福音的二十四章十四节
，And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come.
这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证。然后末期才来到。
So today we know that Christianity has been preached throughout the whole world.
我们现在知道神的福音已经被传遍到万。
And of course, today with the internet, many or even we say most are able to have access to religious site.
现在我们因为有了网络，所以我们可以很容易的在网络上得到看到神的福音。
So in actuality, the Gospel concerning Jesus is made known already throughout the whole world.
所以现在神的福音呢，已经对万民来说已经是非常的熟悉。
Everyone knows about Jesus.
每一个人都了解谁是耶稣。
But here tells us when the gospel of the kingdom will be preached throughout the whole world, a testimony to the nations, then the end will come.
这边说到天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才会来到。
But Jesus, He has not come.
但是耶稣还没有到来。
So we know this gospel of the kingdom is not only preaching Jesus.
那所以我们现在知道说，这天国的福音不是只有传讲耶稣的道理。
Today, many they just preach Jesus.
很多其他人都只有传讲耶稣的道理。
Believe in Jesus, you will be saved.
他们传讲说，只要你相信耶稣，你就会得救。
But here, this gospel of the kingdom refers to the truth, the gospel of salvation.
在这边讲到的天国的福音呢，是指神的救恩。
Yes. So today, the True Jesus Church, we have this responsibility to make known this gospel of the kingdom, the truth, the gospel of salvation to the nations or to the world.
所以今天我们真耶稣教会有一个责任，就是要把神的福音、神的救恩传讲给传遍天下。
And of course, here again says a testimony to all nations.
这边也说到说要对万民做见证。
So what do we mean by the nations?
那我们现在这边指的万民是什么
？In actuality, Revelation tells us about this. There are 7 records about this.
在启示录这边呢，有七项有七个这样子的记录。
And I would like to divide the 7 into 3 parts.
我会把这七项呢，把它分成了三个部分。
Let's firstly turn to Revelation chapter 5.
那我们一起来翻到启示录的第五章。
Revelation chapter 5.
启示录的第五章。
Let us read verse 9.
那我们一起来念第九节。
Revelation chapter 5 verse 9.
启示录第五章的第九节。
And they sang a new song, saying, Worthy art thou to take the scroll and to open its seal. For thou wast slain, and by thy blood didst ransom men for God, from every tribe, every tongue, every people and nation.
你配拿书卷。
Yes, verse 9.
第九节，他们唱新歌说：“你配拿书卷，揭开七印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神。”
So this new song, if we study from Psalms, it tells about the song of the deliverance of the Lord, the blessings of the Lord.
这边讲到的新歌呢，就是在讲，这是在表达了，主耶稣的。
Yes, 救赎哈 deliverance of the Lord.
在讲到那个神的传讲。
The deliverance, 救赎是吗？救赎吗？
救赎。
Yeah.
神的救赎。
So here says, the Lord he was slain, and by his blood did ransom men for God. So here says the men who are they from the every tribe, every tongue, every people and nation.
这边讲到说，因为神曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来，叫他们归向于神。
So here tells about the salvation of the Lord.
这边讲到了神的救恩。
His salvation is given to the nations.
他的救恩呢，传是给予各方各民的人。
Yes, when we say nations, means those from every tribe, every tongue, every people and nation.
我们讲到万民，就是讲这边，从这边看到是各族、各方、各民、各国的人。
So here says they are able to be ransomed or redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Because here says the Lord has shed His blood.
这边曾讲到说，因为神用自己的曾被杀，用自己的血了。
Yes, so He will redeem them by His blood.
他会用他的血来为大家救赎。
And the second record in Revelation chapter 7.
第二个记录是在启示录的第七章。
This is verse 9.
第九节。
So chapter 7 verse 9 now tell us about the scene in heaven, what John saw in heaven.
这边告诉我们说，第九节这边告诉我们说是在天国上面的。
Yes, so here says many will stand before the Lord, before the throne.
这边讲到说
okay, let's read verse 9. After this, I looked and behold a great multitude which no one could number from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands.
第九节，此后我观看，见有许多的人，没有人能数过来，是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的。站在宝座和羔羊面前，身穿白衣，手拿棕树枝。
So here John saw a great multitude of people in heaven.
这边约翰看到了有许多的人来。
Here tells about those who are saved.
这些人是被救赎的。
That's why they are able to stand before the throne, before the Lamb in heaven.
所以因为如此，所以他们还可以站在宝座跟羔羊的面前。
So they are baptized. They are clothed in white robes because the robe is made white in the blood of the Lamb.
他这些人呢，就是因为受洗过后了，所以他们才身穿白衣。这些白衣是羔羊的血所 做的。
Yeah, and they are victorious believers. They hold palm branches.
他们是手里拿着棕树枝。
Yeah, they are victorious believers.
他们是得胜的人。
Yes. So here says, who are they? They are from the every nation, every tribe, every people and tongues.
这些是什么样的人呢？这些是从各国、各族、各民、各方而来的。
So the first part tells about the salvation of the Lord. The Lord wants to redeem those from the world, from the nations, and in the end, so that they will be in heaven.
一开始前面就讲到说，神的救赎、救恩是在这些各方各民。用他的血来救赎这些各方各民各族的人，透过神的救赎之后呢，他们才可以到天国去。
And the second part.
第二个部分。
Why we must preach to the nations?
为什么我们要传讲神的福音，对万民传讲神的福音
？Let's turn to Revelation chapter 13.
一起来看到启示录的十三节。
Revelation chapter 13.
启示录的第十三章。
Here tells about verse 1, the beast from the sea.
第一节这边看到是有一个从海中来的野兽。
Yeah, this is what we call the Antichrist or Antichrist.
这边就是，这就是我们指的反基督的。
They can be a political group, an ideology, a form of the organization, and so forth.
这可能都是，有可能是指从政治来的，或者是一些反偶像，反偶像的人。
But they are antichrist.
他们是反基督的。
So verse 7 says.
第七节这边说到。
And it was allowed to make war on the saints and to conquer them, and authority was given it over every tribe, every people, every tongue and nation.
第七节又任凭他与圣徒征战，并且得胜，也把权柄赐给他，制服各族、各民、各方、各国。
So.Here says the every tribe, people, tongue, and nation, they are under the power of this beast, and this beast has its power from the dragon.
所以这边讲到说，在各族、各民、各方、各国的人当中呢，都被这个野兽所制服。
Yeah, and the beast has its authority from the dragon, the devil.
这个野兽呢，它有从
龙
得来的权柄。
Authority, yes.Then, if you read Revelation chapter 17,
如果你翻到看到启示录的第十七章
，Revelation chapter 17 tells us about the Great Babylon.
这第十七章告诉我们是讲到大巴比伦。
This tells about the sinful world.
这是告诉我们
罪恶的
sinful
world. Yes, verse 1.Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and said to me, Come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who is seated upon many waters.
拿着七个碗的七个天使中有一位前来对我说，你到这里来，我将坐在众水上的大淫妇所要受的刑罚指给你看。
So this is terrible.
这是非常恐怖的事。
The great harlot was seated upon the many waters.
这大淫妇呢是坐在众水面上。
So what are the many waters? She sat upon the many waters.
她所坐在众水上面。
So what is this many waters?
这众水上这是什么意思
？Verse 15.
我们来看到第十五节。
And he said to me, "The waters that you saw."Where the harlot is seated are the peoples, the multitudes, the nations, and the tongues.
这边说到，天使对我说，你们所见到那淫妇坐的众水，就是多民、多人、多国、多方。
So imagine the people of the world, they relate to this harlot. The harlot is seated upon them, so they are leading a life in sin, in pleasures in the world.
所以你可以想象到说，我们看到了这个。这淫妇坐在众水上面，就是带领着他们掌握了这些众民、
众人、众多。
他们领导了这些犯罪的世界。
So that's why today we must go and preach to the nations.
所以今天我们要到要跟万民传福音。
Because they are in the world, they lead this type of a life.
因为这些众民呢，他们过着犯罪的生活。
And of course, they are also under the power of the beast.
而且他们在那个野兽的权柄之下。
But of course, it's not easy for them to accept the truth, the gospel.
对于他们而言是非常能接受神的福音。
Just like in the Revelation chapter 11.
就是像启示录的第十一章所说的。
Revelation chapter 11 tells about the two witnesses of the Lord.
这第十一章说到两个见证人。
Yes, but in the end, they were killed.
在最后他们被杀死。
We read chapter 11, verse 9.
第十一章第九节。
For three days and a half, men from the peoples, the tribes, the tongues, and nations gazed at their dead body and refused to let them to be placed in the tomb.
第九节，从各民、各族、各方、各国中，有人观看他们的尸首三天半，又不许把尸首放在坟墓里。
Because verse 10 says, these who dwell on earth will rejoice over them, make merry and exchange present.
第十节，住在地上的人就为他们欢喜快乐。
So here tells us they were very joyful that these two witnesses they were killed.
因为地上的人会因为这两个见证人被杀而欢喜。
So here says they are the peoples, the tribes, the tongues, and the nation. So it's not easy for them to want to receive the truth.
所以呢，这边可以看到说，对他们而言，要接受神的福音是非常的困难。
But no matter how, we must still preach to the nations.
但是不管如何，我们还是要尽力的把神的福音传讲给他们。
Because the first part tell us chapter 5 and chapter 7, this is God's will to save those from the nations.
从启示录的第五章跟第十一章第七章告诉我们说，这是神的命令，叫我们要把神的福音传讲给他们。
Because they are under the power of the evil one in the sinful world.
因为他们是在
They are under the power of the evil one in the sinful world.
因为他们是在这个罪恶的世界当中被罪恶的世界掌控。
Yeah, so we must preach to them.
我们必须要他们传讲福音。
So the third part.
第三个部分。
At the time, like in the chapter 10, John was asked to eat the scroll.
这第十节当中，这边。
Chapter 10.
第十章当中，这里讲到了小书卷。
Yeah, John was asked to eat the scroll.
约翰被要求要吃这个小书卷。
Yes, so verse 11.
第十一节。
And I was told, chapter 10, verse 11.
第十章的第十一节。
And I was told you must again prophesy about many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings.
天使对我说，你必须指着多民、多国、多方、多王再说预言。
Yes, today we must go and make known, prophesy, make known the message of the Lord, because the time is short.
今天我们要到去外面再传讲神的预言。
Yeah, because the time is short.
因为我们的时是非常。
The second coming of Jesus is very near.
第二个神第二次到来时候的时间已经非常短了。
Yes, so in the chapter 13 or chapter 14.
在启示录的第十四章。
Verse 6.
第六。
Chapter 14, verse
6. 十四章的第六节。
Then I saw another angel flying in mid-heaven with an eternal gospel to proclaim those who dwell on earth to every nation, every tribe, every tongue, and people.
我又看见另外有一个天使飞在空中，有永远的福音要传讲给住在地上的人，就是各国、各族、各方、各民。
Yes, so verse 7 telling them, Fear God, give him glory, for the hour of judgment has come.
第七章，他大声说：“应当敬畏神，将荣耀归给他，因为他所施行审判的时候已经到了。”
So asking them worship him who made the heavens and the sea, heavens and earth and the sea and the fountains of water.
所以应当敬拜那创造天地海和众水源的。
So verse 8 tells the second angel already announced, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great."
所以第八节就说，第二位天使直接说，叫万民喝邪淫大怒之酒的巴比伦大臣倾倒了。
So today we must liken to this flying angel in mid heaven.
今天我们就要像这飞在天空中的天使。
So it is flying. It brings forth the message very quickly.
要把这个所福音传讲。
Yes, to all the every nation, every tribe, every people and tongue.
把这福音传来各国、各族、各方、各民。
So today, this is our responsibility.
今天这是我们每一个人的责任。
So now we feel that it is the time of the Lord.
现在我们可以了解这是神的时间。
Over in Malaysia, really, we feel that now God's grace of salvation is open now, open to many of different tribes, different people, different tongues.
现在在马来西亚当中呢，神的福音已经传遍到要传讲给各国、各民、各方。
For example, if you look at the statistic,
那比方来说的话，
yeah,
你看到一些统计数字。
In Malaysia now we have 3,021 believers.
在马来西亚当中呢，我们有大概3021个信徒。
Thank God, last year baptized believers around 103.
那感谢神，去年我们有受洗的信徒是103。
So our growth rate is 3.5 per year.
所以我们的成长率是 3.5。
So from the 3,000 believers, we have Chinese believers. Most of them are Chinese. 2,009.
所以在这3021个信徒当中呢，我们中国的信徒是大概2,936人。
Chinese, Malaysian Chinese.
这马来西亚的中国人。
But thank God we have Indian believers, 65.
那感谢神，我们也有印度的信徒是65人。
And recently we preach to the indigenous people.
那我们现在感谢神，我们有把神的福音传讲给一些原住民。
So it is 43 of them.
总共有43位。
And especially from the work among the indigenous people, we can really see what is the will of God.
在我们把神福音传讲给这些原住民当中呢，我们真的可以看到神的大能。
Of course, now in Malaysia, we have a lot of immigrants or foreigners who come to work in Malaysia.
现在在马来西亚当中，我们有很多的外来人口在马来西亚工作。
So now we are also trying to preach to Burmese in Malaysia.
我们现在就是要把神的福音传讲给这些人。
Yeah, the Burmese, 缅甸。
缅甸人。把福音传讲给缅甸人。
So thank God now we even bring in our preacher from Myanmar or Burma to come to help us in the work.
那我们现在甚至把我们自己的传道从
缅甸Yeah, so like here this picture, the one on the right, you know, middle one, he's our preacher from Myanmar. So he came over to Malaysia to pastor our Myanmar believers.And also to preach to fellow Burmese in Malaysia.
所以在你们看到的这三张图片最右边那边，中间的那一个就是从缅甸来的那个传道，然后他现在在缅甸传讲神的福音。
Yes, and now he come to Malaysia also to preach to the Burmese in Malaysia.
而且他现在到了马来西亚当中呢，去把神的福音传讲给在马来西亚的缅甸。
So we are making this arrangement. We make sure now every year a preacher from Myanmar will come over to Malaysia to preach to the Burmese.
所以我们现在安排这个从缅甸来的传道，每一年呢都会来这边把神的福音传讲给这些缅甸。
In actuality, we got a lot of Vietnamese.
我们甚至也有很多从越南来的。
Then also a lot from Nepal.
也很多从尼泊尔来的人。
A lot from the Bangladesh.
也很多从孟加拉来的。
So actually, they are the nations in our own country.
所以这些就是很多万国万民的人在我们马来西亚里面。
So actually, we don't need even to go out to their country.
我们甚至不用到他们的国家去。
We preach to them in our own country, then when they believe, they can go back and preach to their own people in their own country.
所以我们可以在我的国家里面呢，把神的福音传讲给这些人，等他们回去之后，可以把神的福音传遍到他们的国家。
So the work will be very fast, will be faster.
所以这样子的成长率就会越来越快。
We use our people, we use what we have in our own country to do outreach work to them.
所以我们用我们自己拥有的能力、拥有的能力来把神的福音传讲给他们。
Rather than we go to a country that we have not known many people there.
不是说去到了其他的国家，那我们在那边也并不熟悉。
Like if you say America is the same.
像举例来说，在美国也是一样。
A lot of Mexicans.
很多的墨西哥人。
A lot of what you call African American.
有很多我们说的非裔的美国人。
Also those from South America.
有很多从南美洲
So we must do outreach work. We must preach to them.
我们必须要把神的福音传讲给他们。
Actually, they are in your own country.
因为他们在我们的这个国家里面。
So in your own country, you can still preach to the nations.
所以在你们的国家里面，你仍然可以把神的福音传讲给万民。
So thank the Lord, we feel now it is the time of the Lord.
那感谢神，我们现在真的感受到这是神的时间。
We can really do world evangelism.
我们可以最后来，我们终于可以来做宣教的工作。
But world evangelism in our own country, just imagine.
可以想象说，我们可以在我们自己的国家里面做宣教的工作。
And from our work among the indigenous people.
那当我看我们在对原住民当中所做的宣教。
We really feel this is the time, this is the will of the Lord.
我们真的可以感受到神的大能显现在这里。
For example, I just shared last year, we conducted our first Malaysia medical mission.
那我现在这边跟大家分享，去年我们在马来西亚当中实行的第一届的马来西亚医疗的宣教。
So we find that it is very good.
我们发现这是非常好的一个宣教。
It is one way in which we can do outreach work.
这是一个我们可以往外传福音的方法。
So thank the Lord, at the time we had the assistance of the Taiwan Medical Mission, the Joy Scout Medical Team.
那感谢神，我们有从台湾来的医疗团队来加入我们这个宣教工作。
Yeah, so at the time, 18 from Taiwan, 4 from Sabah, and 25 from West Malaysia, who participated in the medical mission.
这的医疗团队当中有18位是从台湾而来，4位是从沙巴来的，25位是从西部马来西亚来的。
Of course, we have local Indian believers and our indigenous people to help us in the work.
那我们在当然也有当地的印度人跟原住民来一起帮助我们这个宣教工作。
So of course, at the time we had the medical seminar for 2 days.
那我们在这当中呢有医疗宣教的会议。
Yes,
持续着两天。
Actually, we don't know what is medical mission.
其实基本上我们根本不知道什么是医疗的宣教。
But so they used 2 days to have seminar to teach us on medical mission.
所以就在这两天当中呢，从这个会议当中可以教导我们什么是医疗的宣教。
So at the time, we after the seminar, now we went into the site to the 2 places that we have located.
那经过这一个宣教的会议训练之后呢，我们就到两个不同的地方去进行宣教。
So is one is the Tapa, it is the place where the indigenous people are.
那第一个是 Tapa， 然后它是主要是原住民的朋友住在那边。
One is in our own church, our Kajang Utama, it is an Indian church.
那另外一个是在我们的本教会，是有印度的人。
Yes.So this one is the medical mission among the indigenous people.
那现在你们看到的这个呢，是医疗的宣教对于原住民。
So thank the Lord, we conducted a 2.5 days medical mission.
那感谢神呢，这个医疗的宣教持续了两个半天。
So around 257 patients came.
那大约有257个病患呢来到。
So apart from helping them on the dental part.The doctors, of course, we have spiritual care. We will ask them if they want us to pray for them. Then the ministers will pray and lay hands on them.
所以在这两天当中呢，除了有医疗方面的治疗，就像这边有一个牙医的治疗之外呢，另外你还可以看到照片上面，那我们有询问，如果他们意愿的话呢，我们就会为他们做按手的祷告。
So during the daytime, we have medical mission. Nighttime, we have evangelistic meeting or evangelical meeting.
所以白天的时候呢，我们有医疗的宣教，所以晚上的时候我们有传福音的宣教。
So the wooden building is our church building for the indigenous people.
那这个你看到这一个建筑呢，就是原住民的教会。
So thank God, we had a 2-night evangelical meeting.
那感谢神，我们有两个晚上的宣教会议。
So first night 28 friends came, second night 54 friends attended.
第一个晚上我们有28位的出信者来，第二个晚上的时候我们有54位的出信者来。
And of course, thank God at the time two indigenous people, the one on the bottom, received the Holy Spirit.
那感谢神，你们看到照片上的这两位原住民呢，他们有领受了圣灵。
So from there, we went to the Indian our Indian church.
那从那之后呢，我们就继续前往我们印度的教会。
So it is our Indian church, very beautiful.
你可以看到这我们的
three-story building.
印度的教会非常的漂亮哦，有三层楼。
Now they are going to buy over the ground floor, so it's a four-story building.
那我们现在呢，把第一层楼也买下来，所以现在就是四层楼。
Yeah. Also, Indian color, they like dark color, so it's blue in color.
哦，因为印度人很喜欢深色的，所以你看这是深蓝色的。
So at the time, we had a one-day medical mission. 155 patients came.
那第一天呢，我们有第一天的医疗宣道，所以总共有155位的病患来。
But thank God after the medical mission.
那感谢神，经过了这些医疗的宣道之后呢
，we did follow up work.
那我们有做后续的的工作。
So all this now relates to the indigenous people.
那这些都是跟原住民有关。
So at that time, you see the picture. This young boy, he's only 20 years old.
那你可以从照片看到这。
Last year 19, this year 20.
这位年轻人他去年19岁，但今年20岁。
So at that time, he could not walk.
在那个时候他没有办法行走。
He can for 3 months cannot walk, then for 1 month he can walk, then 3 months cannot walk, like that, the frequency.
所以他对他而言呢，大概有三个月他没有办法行走，后来一个月之后又可以行走，又三个月没有办法行走，一直这样反反复复。
So at the time before the medical mission, our elder went and visited the family.
那在这个我们进行了医疗宣教之前呢，这有位长老就去他们家里做拜访。
So preach to the family, then telling them, come, we have medical mission. So the father says, if you say to come and see doctor, I will not want.But if you say to come to listen about Christ, I will want to come.
哦，所以那时候这位长老就跟他们说，请你们到我们去对他们宣教。那也告诉顺便告诉他们，我们有那个宣教的活动。可是这位父亲说，如果你要让我们去只看医生的话呢，我们不愿意去。可是如果要让我们去听福音的话，我们愿意去。
Because for so long already many years, his son in this condition, the father brought him to many hospital, no help, cannot help.
因为在很这么多年来，他的父亲带领这个小孩子去看了看遍了所有的医生，但是却没有办法医好他。
So he says, if you say to see doctor, I will not want. Come to church to listen, I will come. So thank God that night they came.
所以就是这父亲才会说，如果你要叫我去带儿子去看医生的话，我根本不想去。可是如果叫我要去教会的话，我愿意去。
So at the time he could not walk, our brother Ao Yong has to carry him.
所以呢，你可以看到照片上，因为那个时候这位青年没有办法行走，所以我们有一个弟兄牵扶着他。
But actually his case on and off. But thank God, after he came that night, actually the second day he went for our medical mission.
那其实第二天的时候，他来到了我们的医疗宣教会。
So later on, after the 3 weeks, we went and did follow up. Then we saw that he was already.Cure already, all right.
所以大概三个礼拜之后呢，我们又再对他进行探访，我们发现他已经能够行走了。
He can even climb the tree.
他甚至可以爬树。
Because indigenous people they climb trees.
因为原住民他们常常会爬树。
Because they need to pluck the fruits from the tree.
他们需要到树上面去采果子。
So immediately when we saw him, actually we went to the house, he was not there.The father says he was around somewhere with a friend, so we went to search for him. So we took this photo. He was all right. We asked him to jump, to move, you know, no problem.
其实我们一开始的时候是去他的家里找他们，然后他父亲找他，然后他父亲说，哦，他不在家里，他在外面跟朋友游玩。那我们看到他的时候呢，他甚至可以已经完全的康复在行走。
Yeah, but of course he's a bit hard-hearted.So he comes to our church only once or twice. We are still trying to bring him to church.
那虽然他有这样子的神迹，可是他心里还是很刚硬，那很少来教会。可是我们用尽了所有的办法，尽量的把他带回到教会。
And actually, the father very superstitious.
他的
yeah, the father, his father.
父亲是非常的怀疑。
Yeah, after some time, the father brought him to see the mediums, the shamans, the medium, those who are doctors.
过了一阵之后，他的父亲就带他去看一些灵媒。
Cannot walk again.
所以他又没有办法行走了。
Because at that time he was not feeling well, so the father brought him, so he cannot walk again.
因为那个时候他没有办法再行走了，所以他的父亲搀扶他去看。
Then just nice, we visited him again. just nice we got to know that he cannot walk. Then we had a prayer. After prayer, the next day, thank God he can walk again.
所以我们当我们知道这个消息的时候呢，我们又再去对他们进行探访，然后进行祷告。那第二天他又可以再行走了。
So actually his case on and off, on and off.
所以他的状况是时好时坏。
Because the father still, even though the father knows about the grace of God, still trust their own mediums.
即使这个父亲呢，他有看到神的大能，可是他心里呢还是比较相信那个灵媒。
But actually now he is all right already. He can walk. He's cured. But he is still not coming to church yet.
那现在呢，他是康复了，可以行走，可是他还是没有来教会。
Then this second case.
那这个第二个例子呢
？Actually, this girl she already attended our church before.
这位女孩呢，她曾经有来教会慕道。
Well, but she always come with the long sleeve, so we cannot see her hand. You see.A lot of growth. 你可以看到说她从平常来教会的时候呢，都是穿长袖，所以我们没有办法看到。你现在从照片上可以看到，她手上有很多很多的疤痕。So, before the medical mission, already in our church, she received the Holy Spirit. 所以在我们进行医疗宣召之前呢，她在我们教会已经有领受到圣灵。So she's very regular.
所以他来来教，经常的来教会。
But now she's not baptized yet.
可是他还没有受洗。
Actually, that girl next to her is her sister-in-law. The girl next to her.
这个在他旁边的女孩是他的
Sister-in-law. Miss Brother's wife.
他的嫂嫂。
Thank God, both of them received the Holy Spirit the same day.
那感谢神呢，他们两个同一时间领受到圣灵。
Now she is baptized. The one white T-shirt, she is baptized.
那这个穿白色衣服的女孩，如今已经受洗了。
So at the time we didn't know, because she came always with long sleeve, we didn't know she got this problem, growth, a lot of growth in her hands.
所以因为她平常的时候都穿长袖来，所以我们并不知道说她手上其实有这些问题。
So you see this photo.Actually, at the time she had an operation, there was only one lump, so she was operated on.
你可以看到她手上呢，其实是因为她有长脓痂，所以这个你看到的疤痕是开刀之后的疤痕。
But after operation, more and more came out.
那
both hands.
No, 经过手术之后呢，反而更多的脓痂长出来，脓泡。
And during medical mission, our doctors examined her, says no cure.
是在我们那个医疗宣教当中呢，那医生检查他之后呢，就告诉他说，这是没有办法治疗痊愈的。
So you see the especially the one when she's wearing black T-shirt, you see a lot of growth, and it's very hard. Once you just lightly touch it, it's very painful.
你可以看到她这个穿黑色衣服的这位女孩，你看她的手上有长着一包一包的那个脓泡，那其实那个是非常的硬，而且你碰到她的时候会非常的疼痛。
But at the time, already we know, our doctors also say cannot cure. So how? Just ask her to rely on Jesus, just pray, that's all. Hand it into the hands of Jesus.
因为在那个时候呢，医生诊治说这个是没有办法治疗的，所以唯一的方法就是我们对他进行按手的祷告。
But thank God, after 3 weeks.
那感谢神，经过三个礼拜之后。
Because after 3 weeks only we did follow up, then we visited. She told us now.Even though the lump is still there, it's already softened and she pressed no more pain, no more pain.
那经过三个礼拜之后呢？感谢神哦，他的那个手上的那个脓包虽然还在，可是已经软化许多，而且当他碰触的时候，并没有那么疼痛。
So now we encourage her to continue to pray, so that ask Jesus to remove everything.
那我们那时候就鼓励他说，叫他持续的祷告，求神把他身上这些脓包都移除。
So she's going to be baptized, not too long.
所以她，而且她即将要受洗了。
Then now this one also is her auntie.
那这一位你看到的是她的阿姨。
So she's very pitiful.
她是非常的可怜。
If I'm not wrong, I think she's only 30 plus.
那如果我没有记错的话，她大概只有三十几岁。
You look at the lump on the neck. It's not goiter. It's a growth.
你可以看到她脖子上长得像肿瘤的东西。
So actually she's also blind.
Blind?
Yeah, blind, cannot see.
她，而且呢，她 还是盲人看不见。
So when we saw her, wow, we felt pity for her.
那我们看到她的时候，我们感觉得为她感到很怜惜。
So she told us the neck started to swell 13 years ago, and 3 years ago she was blinded.
她告诉我们医生说，大概在三年前时候，她失明了。
And the neck disgrowth started 13 years ago.
那她那个脖子上的肿瘤呢，是在十三年前开始。
So of course, even though now, she's still not cured yet.
那虽然现在呢，她还没有办法受到完全的康复。
But thank God, after a few follow-up work, studying the truth with her, thank God she received the Holy Spirit.
那感谢神，我们在几次的探访之后呢，她领受到了圣灵。
And after I will mention back about her. This one is her mother.
那等一下我会再回来讲到她。现在你们看到的这位是她的母亲。
So the mother, she also attends other churches.
那这位母亲呢，她有到其他的教会去慕道。
But we didn't know she has insomnia.
那我们并不知，我们当时不知道她有失眠症。
So first night evangelical meeting she came.
那我们第一天的第一个晚上的医疗宣教时她有来。
Then evangelistic meeting she came.
在布道会当中，他有来。
So actually, later on, only we knew the first night that she came to our church after prayer. When she went back to the house, she was cured. She can sleep.
那其实他告诉我们后，第一天他来宣教，他来我们宣道会的时候呢，当天晚上他就痊愈了，他晚上就可以有办法睡得好。
So she told us usually during the night because they sleep quite early, they have nothing to do.So usually she will go to bed around 9 o'clock.
因为他们平常没有什么事情做，所以他们其实就寝的时间很早。那他平常就寝的时间大概是九点。
But she could not sleep.
但是他没有办法入睡。
Just lie down on the bed, move here and there until at times 4 to 5. Only then she sleep a little. Then 6, 7 she will wake up.
那他躺在床，他说他躺在床上呢，辗转难眠，翻来翻去，一下到就到早上四点，然后接着六点，他没有办法好好的睡。
But thank God, actually the first night when she came, she prayed, she was healed.
那感谢神，他第一个晚上来到的时候呢，他就受到医治，然后他可以睡好好的睡觉。
And thank God, she also later received the Holy Spirit.
那感谢神，后来的时候他也领受到了圣灵。
She's not baptized yet.
他还没有，到现在还没有受洗。
But thank God, one day after attending our church service.
感谢神，有一天他来教会，听讲道。
At the time, she and the daughter came. The daughter already.Felt she had a headache.
那一天医生跟她一起。
The daughter.
她的女儿跟她一起来，然后她那时候头很痛。
Yeah, her daughter did not feel well.
她的女儿没有非常的感受非常不舒服。
So after service, she went back.
在讲道完之后，她就回去了。
So Friday, the daughter had very bad headache. Then Saturday came to church.So Sunday also still the headache was there for 3 days.
那礼拜五的时候呢，他头就已经很痛了。礼拜六更是持续到礼拜天。
So already on Sunday, she could not. She was already bedridden, could not wake up, cannot eat.
那到礼拜天的时候，他已经非常的严重，根本没有办法从床上起来，也没有办法进食。
So on Monday morning.
在礼拜。
The mother feel like her heart telling her, "You pray for your daughter."
她的母亲呢，就觉得心里有一个声音告诉她说，你应该要为你的女儿祷告。
So she, with a simple heart, just pray for her daughter.
她就凭着单纯的心来为她的女儿祷告。
So at the time she says it was only a short prayer.
她说那时候只是一个短短的祷告。
So when we ask her how long you pray, she laugh, not very short.
当我们问她说：“哦，你大概祷告多久？”她说：“非常非常的短。”
When she prayed for her, she saw at the time her daughter was lying on the bed. So when she prayed for her, she saw suddenly the daughter's head was shining forth with the bright light glow, the glory.
当她说她为她女儿祷告的时候呢，她那时候她女儿也躺在床上，可是她看到她女儿的。的额头那边有发出的光，
亮光。So very bright, very bright.
非常非常明亮的光。
So she says it was a very short prayer.
她说那是一个非常短的祷告。
Wow, So she was amazed. She saw the glory shining from the head slowly brighter and brighter.
所以她对那时候她女儿的额头上面可以发出很明亮的光非常感到非常非常惊讶。
So after the prayer, she was healed. Immediately she could come up from the bed and she could eat.
所以在他祷告之后呢，马上他的女儿就痊愈了，可以从床上起来，也可以进食了。
So thank God, this helped them very much in their faith.
那感谢神哦，这对他们信仰上来说是一个很大的帮助。
Last time they were all Christians from other denominations.
因为他们以前是从不同的基督教来的。
But they don't experience all this.
他们从来没有有过这样子经验。
But thank God, when they come, they listen to the truth.They pray, they receive the Holy Spirit, they experience the grace of the Lord.
感谢神，他们来，然后感受到神的大能，然后领受到圣灵。
So, in actuality, there's a lot of work of God amongst the indigenous people.
感谢神，我们可以在原住民当中看到很多神的大能。
Actually, we have another group.
那我们还有另外一个团体。
Yeah, so apart from the bottom one, the Tapa, now we preach to another place.It is called Pangkalan Hulu. A lot of young people there.
你看到除了下面这个 Tapa 这个区域之外呢，我们还有对于这个孟加拉的地区做
Pangkalan Hulu.
Pangkalan Hulu 这个地区做宣教。那上面里面有很多的年轻人。
Actually, their growth now it is the fastest in the Pangkalan Hulu, the top one.
这边的信徒呢，就是很快速的成长。
They are relatives of those who are from the Tapa.
他们大部分是从这是塔帕来的亲戚。
But thank God, we can see God's grace upon them.
我们可以看到神的在他们身上看到神的恩典。
So at that time, they were of another church. They are all most of them are Christians from another church.
原本呢，他们是从其他的教会来的。
So on Sunday after their church service, we will take the car, we will wait in front of their church, we will send them back to our place.And we do Bible study with them.
所以在礼拜天的时候，当他们教会结束之后，我们就开车到他们教会门口，把他们接回来，然后接着我们再一起做，再回到我们教会一起做查经的查经。
So one day, one girl told her pastor.
那有一天呢，有一位女孩告诉她的传道。
Telling the pastor, now we will come over to True Jesus Church. We will no more attend the church there.
那这位女孩告诉她的传道说：“我们现在要去真耶稣教会了，我们不会再待在这个教会。”
At the time, the pastor was so angry.
那时候那个传道非常的生气。
He says we are stealing sheep.
他说我们是偷他的羊。
So he warned them, don't go to True Jesus Church because they preach heresy. They are a cult.
那时候那个传道警告他们说：“你们不要去真耶稣教会，因为真耶稣教会是一个邪教。”
But they still come.
但是他们仍然还是来到我们教会。
So it's around 30 of them.
大概有30位。
So they came over and just nice at the time we had our northern region spiritual meeting.
那是他们那时候来的时候，我们刚好有一个北部的北区的一个会议。
Yeah, the spiritual convocation.
有北部北区的灵恩会。
So we took a bus, fetched them over. It's around 1.5 hours journey.
那我们用了巴士，在他们大概有一个半小时的旅程。
But thank God, during that spiritual meeting, wow, we see God's grace upon them.
那感谢神哦，在这个灵恩会当中呢，我们可以看到神的大能在他们身上做工。
At the time, 12 indigenous people were baptized.
那个时候呢，大概有12位的原住民，有受洗。
So one girl who is not baptized, she saw blood in the water.
有一位还未受洗的女孩呢，她看到有血在水中。
Then during the prayer for Holy Spirit, one or two received the Holy Spirit.
那经过祷告之后呢，有一位两位呢有领受到圣灵。
Most of them, around 3-4, they were moved by the Holy Spirit.
那大概有3-4位呢有受到圣灵的感动。
Then one girl,
有一个女孩
during the Holy Communion,
在领圣餐礼的时候。
In Malaysia.Where people see the cup after blessing become blood, we have two testimonies, very clear testimonies.
那有两位在
two cases.
在有两个例子呢，是在他们领完圣餐的时候呢。
The cup, they saw it is blood.
他们有看到 这个杯子里面是血。
I know two cases. One is by a member, one is by a truth seeker.
我这里有两个例子，一个是我们的一位信徒看到，然后另外一位是一个初信者看到的。
So before blessing, we use the green grapes. So we use a glass, so they see it's green. But after blessing, they saw it is red in color.
我们原本是用那个绿色的葡萄汁做成，所以一开始颜色是绿色的。可是呢，在我们领受到神的祝福之后呢，他们突然看到那个绿色的葡萄汁变成了红色。
But never before we have testimony, they see the bread, it is flesh. Never before.
那我们从以前根本没有看到说，没有听过说有人看到那个饼是像肉。
So at the time, one girl, she's not baptized. The indigenous people, when the ministers were distributing, she told the one seated next to her, hey, why are they taking flesh?
那有一位那个原住民的女孩子呢，她看到当大家在分圣餐的时候呢，她就告诉那个传教说，为什么那个看起来是像一个肉体？
Yeah, so she told us she saw it is pieces of flesh.
她看起来就是像一片一片的肉一样。
So at that time we were wondering why so many testimonies, so many witness from the Lord.
那我们那时候就觉得很怀疑，说为什么这么多的见证
？So in actually it is for them.
其实这个是为了他们而做见证。
It is also for us.
也是为了我们。
Because at that time they are coming from another church into our church, and the pastor says don't come. So thank God, just nice at that time they experience all this.
因为在那个时候，他们想要来我们教会的时候，那他们的传道告诉他们不要过来。可是感谢神，他们过来的时候呢，他们领受到好多好多神的恩典。
So therefore, at the time, the Lord is telling them they have received the truth. They are in the true church. Remain in the true church.
这也是神用他的方式来告诉他们说，你们来到这边学习真的道理，而且你们来到了真的教会了。
But in the past, they have not any of these experiences.
因为在之前我们从来没有经历过这样子的事情。
So thank God now their growth is very fast, very fast.
所以感谢神，他们的成长非常的迅速。
So now our GA is also we are trying to buy a building for them.
所以现在我们的总会呢，正考虑要买为他们买一座教堂。
So at times in the work,
在那个时候的做工
，we may not know what is the will of God.
我们并不知道神的旨意。
But God will make manifest. God will let us know.
但神会为我们显现出来。
If God don't work, we cannot work.
假如神不做工，我们没有办法做工。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John.
那我们一起来看约翰福音。
John chapter 5.
约翰福音的第五章。
John chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章。
Let us read verse 17.
那我们一起来念第十七节。
Verse 17, but Jesus answered them, My Father is working still, I am working.
第十节，耶稣就对他们说，我父做事，直到如今，我也做事。
So if we read it in another way, if my Father is not working,
所以另外一方面来讲话，如果我的父没有做事的话，
Can Jesus say, I am working?
难道耶稣可以说我要来做事吗？
So if my Father is not working, Jesus cannot work.
如果我的父没有办法做事的话，我也没有办法做事。
But Jesus says now, my Father is working still, I am working.
所以这边才说，耶稣对我们说，我的父亲做事，直到如今，所以我也做事。
Let's continue to read. It is will be very clear. Let's read verse 19.
那我们继续念，十九节。
Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of his own accord.
这边说到。耶稣对他们说：“我实实在在地告诉你们，只凭着自己不能做什么。”
So even Jesus himself says he himself could do nothing.
这边连耶稣也说：“我自己不能做什么。”
But only what he sees the Father doing.
唯有看见父亲所做的。
For whatever he does, the Son does likewise.
只有父亲所做的什么事情，子才能做。
Verse 20.For the Father loves the Son and shows him all that he himself is doing.
父爱子，将自己所做的一切指给他看。
And greater works than this, he will show him that you may marvel.
而且还将比这大的事指给他看。
So truly, if Jesus today he don't work, we cannot do the work.
所以如 现今来说，如果耶稣没有办法做事，我们也没办法做。
But when the Lord does His work, then we know this is the work that He wants us to do. This is the will that we must perform.
所以当神做事的时候，我们才可以了解这是神的旨意叫我们来做的，所以我们才可以去做。
So just like unto Apostle Paul.
就是像使徒保罗。
In the after the first missionary journey.
在他第一次宣教的
He went back to Antioch. He made a report.
他回到了安提阿。
He made a report.
他
做报告。He reported about the work.
哦，他做报，他回去做他的报告。
Let's read Acts chapter 14, verse 27.
我们来看到《使徒行传》的十四章。
Acts chapter 14, verse 27.
使徒行传的十四章。27.
And when they arrived, they gathered the church together and declared all that God had done with them.
到那里聚集了会众，就述说神借他们所行的一切事。
Yes, so it is not what I did, but what God had done with them.
所以并不是我做了什么事情，而是神借着他们所做的一切事情。
And how He had opened a door of faith to the Gentiles.
而且告诉他们神怎么样为了外邦人开了信道的门。
So later on, when they were in Jerusalem,
那之后呢？他们到了耶路撒冷。
Chapter 15, verse 4.
那来看十五章的第四节。
And when they came to Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church and the apostles and the elders, and they declared all that God had done with them.
到了耶路撒冷，教会和使徒并长老都接待他们，他们就述说神同他们所行的一切事。
Yes, again, what God had done.
这边也同样的说到神同他们所做的一切事。
Verse 12.
看十二节。
All the assembly kept silence, and they listened to Barnabas and Paul as they related what signs and wonders God had done through them among the Gentiles.
众人都默默无声，听着巴拿巴和保罗述说神借他们在外邦人中所行的神迹奇事。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 21.
来看到使徒行传的第二十一章。
Acts chapter 21.
使徒行传的第二十一章。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
Acts chapter 21, verse 19.
使徒行传的二十一章十九节。
Again, this is in Jerusalem. After greeting them, he related one by one the things that God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry.
这边也是在耶路撒冷，那保罗问了他们的安，便将神用他传教在外邦人中间所行的事一一地述说了。
So it is always what God had done.
这都是神用他们所做的事情。
So remember, today when we serve the Lord, it is not I.
今天我们知道说我们所做任何事情并不是我们做的。
So actually, when we make report, need not say I what I have done or what the Lord has done.
那当我们在做报告的时候呢，不能说是我做什么的。
Yes, what the Lord has done, what we have done.
而是要说神借由我们来做的什么。
Because if the Lord don't do His work, we cannot do.
因为如果神没有做事的话，我们没有办法做事。
But the Lord will show us His work.
那可神会告诉，会把他要我们做的事所跟我们显明。
Then we know, oh, this is what he wants me to do now. This is the place he wants me to serve.
所以这可是我们可以了解说，这是神要我们所做的工，这是神要我们要去哪里传教。
That's why the elder always says, actually, it is very simple.
就像侯长老常说的，这一切都是非常简单的。
Yeah, we need not worry too much. We just pray.
我们不需要忧虑太多，我们只要祷告就好。
We hand it into the hands of the Lord. It is His work.
我们把这交在神的手中里，因为这是他的做工作为。
You have your will.
你有你的意识。
You let me know your will.
你可以告诉我你的意识。
You do your work. You show me your work.
你告诉我们你所做的事情。
Then only I can do the work.
所以我才可以做这些事情。
So that's why Paul he hold on this very firmly.
所以保罗呢，才紧紧抓住这样子的原则。
Let's turn to First Corinthians chapter 3.
我们来看到哥林多前书的第三章。
First Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书的第三章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
So what is Apollo? What is Paul?
亚伯罗算什么？保罗算什么？
So actually we are servants to whom you believe as the Lord assigned to each.
我们只是神的工人。
Yes, so what is Apollo, what is Paul? So verse 6, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth.
像第六节讲，我栽种了，亚伯罗浇灌，唯有神叫他生长。
Verse 7, so neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth.
可见栽种的算不了什么，浇灌的也算不得什么，只在那叫他生长的神。
So actually we are nothing.
其实我们什么都不是。
We must look up to God who gives the growth.
我们应该要仰赖神，是他给让我们成长。
And verse 9,
第九节，
we are God's fellow workers.
我们是跟神同工的。
Yes, this is very important.
这非常重要。
We work with God.
我们是跟神一起同工。
Be very careful of our statement. At times we say, God work with me.
我们要非常的注意，我们不能说神为我做工。
Yeah, so God work with me means whatever I do, God must work. No, not like that.
我们并不可以说神为我做工。
哦，神与我。
神。
同工是吗？
要神与我同工。
We can say God work, 神动工啊。The work must be started by Him.
这个工是要从神来启动的。
Yes, but we should not say God work with me.
我们不能说神与我。
Yeah, we were 同工 means what I do, God must follow me, means I am the leader.
神，我们不能说神为我做工，因为这样子来说的话，就是我做什么，神就跟随着我做什么。
Yeah, but we are God's fellow worker.
我们是跟神同工的。
Yeah, He is leading me, He's guiding me, I only work with Him.
他是来领导我们的，我们是跟着他一起做工。
So it's different. Many people, other church will say, God work with me, God work with me.
所以很多的。很多的教会都说，哦，神为我做工，
yeah,
神为我做工。
The pastor will tell you God work with me. Wow, my signs, my miracles, wonders. They will tell you God work with me.
很多做神迹奇事人都会说神为我做工。
Yeah, but we must say actually we work with God.
其实是我们为神做工。
So God do His work.
神做他的工作。
We ask God to show us His work.
那我们请求神来告诉显示他要我们所做的工。
So that we will know His will, we can also do the work that He wants us to do.
所以我们才会了解神的旨意，然后我们来进靠着借着神的旨意来做工。
So thank God, we feel that now we have coming to the end days. It is the time now God wants us to preach to different tribe, different people, different nation, different tongues.
现在已经要到的末世了，所以我们要遵守神的诫命，把神的福音传讲给各族、各民、各方、各国的人。
So if it is His will, He will let us know. He will bear witness to the work.
如果这是神的意愿的话，他一定会显示给我们，让我们可以知道。
So over in Malaysia, we feel that this is the time.
那在马来西亚当中，我们可以知道这是时候。
That's why now we are trying our best, even to do outreach work to other people from other nations, those who are in our own country.
所以现在在马来西亚当中呢，我们在我们的国家当中呢，对于各方各民的人进行的传教。
So we hope here also we can preach to the Caucasians, to the American Africans.
所以在
African Americans。
所以在我们这边呢，我们也期望把我们神的大能传讲给白人，也传讲给非洲、非裔美、
Mexicans or those from the South America，
甚至传讲给墨西哥人，传讲给南美洲人。
Because it is true, every people, all people says, True Jesus Church is a Chinese church.
那很多人都说呢，真耶稣教会是一个中国人的教会。
It should not be like this.
可是。事情并不是这样。
It must be of all nations.
这应该是给全万民的人。
So we pray the Lord help us in our ministry.
那我们祈求神来为我们的宣教做帮助我对我们的宣教做一个帮助。
Let us pray in silence.
那我们一起低头默祷。